During this Lenten season, we've been reflecting on the seven deadly sins, and we're especially reflecting this week of Holy Week on the deadly sin of wrath and how its false god is the false god of control. Judas is a good example of someone in Scripture who falls into this deadly sin of wrath and basically falls into a spirit of control. Judas thought that Jesus was going to be the one to free Israel, but he had in his mind that it was going to happen from a military type of victory. And when he started to realize that was not how Jesus was going to bring about that freedom, he felt betrayed by Jesus. And when especially we hear of the spirit of Satan entering him, it was a spirit of betrayal. He felt that Jesus had betrayed him because God's plan was to free Israel in a certain way. It was different than the way he thought it was going to happen. He felt betrayed, and so then he chose to betray Jesus. This is something that's good for us to realize, because if we can feel betrayed in our own life, what can happen is a Judas spirit can come in, a spirit of betrayal. And something we really need to kind of reflect and pray with is, Lord, have you really betrayed me? If you're the one true God, you're never going to betray me. However, it could be that because of pride, I think that things should work out a certain way. And from my point of view, Lord, I think it should be this. So what can happen is sometimes we're led from pride into wrath. We don't have things go the way we think they should go according to our plan, rather than being open to God's plan. We feel that betrayal, and because of how we feel out of control, because now our plan is not in effect, we seek to exert control as Judas did. And that leads to a type of betrayal, a type of wrath. So basically, Judas was led from his pride into the wrath that we hear in today's gospel and seeking to take control upon others. It's interesting, the foil always for Judas being Peter in the gospel, because of how Peter basically says, how are we going to know the way? How are we going to follow you? In today's gospel, Peter shows an openness of what is God's plan, what is God's will, what is God's way, rather when Judas is not showing that kind of openness. Of course, Peter has his own places of falling into pride, as well. We read in the Passion narrative when he betrayed Jesus himself out of fear. So these are things that are good for us to reflect on this Holy Week, is how we can fall into wrath when we seek to control others, in particular, if we ever feel betrayed by someone, and to resist that urge then to be able to offer betrayal, but instead to say, okay, maybe this didn't go according to my plan, Lord, but I'm going to trust your plan, and I'm not going to seek to take control in these ways.